All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday on page Kuf Samech Aleph, one, two, three lines, three paragraphs in. Actually, let's start actually from the second paragraph in. So remember again, in the Mechaber, we're speaking about the idea that from the time that we are young children, so we are conditioned to take. We are conditioned to be makabel, we are conditioned to be takers. And he explains again, this of course is not out of a negative character trait, it's not because of a lack of midos, but at the end of the day, it's a very utilitarian taking because a child is simply not self-sufficient. So he says, Zet chila saharas shakai mechayim. This idea that we begin life, we begin from our childhood as takers, is the beginning of our very undoing. Kimuvan she'in berira. Now the truth is, it's understood. There's not really much of a choice. Yeled chayev levakich. A child has to ask. A child has to ask others for his needs. Ve'im lo yivakich. If he doesn't ask, kinirishu sov mibaya nafshit kol shehi. Then if he doesn't ask, we read this yesterday, but let's just go through it. I'm sorry. Actually, you know what? Let's actually go to the next paragraph. Yochol lihios. Sha'adam hirviach mimash nosnu lo kama meoshkalim. So it could be that a person went ahead and benefited from the fact that somebody gave him something that was worth a few hundred shekel. Avalu haras bazas nafshob. So we'll say, what the Mechaber says over here is that one must do a cost-benefit analysis. That at the end of the day, although one may benefit from ultimately receiving, however, again, there's collateral damage that comes with that. When one takes, when one becomes a taker, ultimately that erodes at one's very neshama. And though, even though one gets something, one has to sacrifice and give up so much in return. Im adam yodea shemimashu misragya lekabel, who kover esamisa sachaim shelo. A person would know that as a result of everything he receives, literally he buries the true essence of his life. Eschedva sachaim shelo, he loses out on his joy in life. Hu lo haya mucha makachas klum bechinam. It was in Mechaber something very profound. If a person would realize what you actually have to give up and what you lose as a result of being a taker, people would not take. People would not take. People would not receive. Now again, obviously we have to qualify this particular statement because taking, as we've seen already, is not always bad. Sometimes taking is absolutely necessary. Adam Boger, an older individual, mature person, imulokeach mashu b'chinam, if he takes something for free, ein ze ela machmas shurotze loseis hagasha tova. This is very interesting. So sometimes, again, on a mature level, when a person takes, so a person takes something in order to go ahead and give a good feeling to the giver. Now, I'll say this is another form. He's, for example, v'amitzad atzmo im yesh lo efsharos l'shalim hu lo yikach shum davar b'chinam. I will say there. So there are some people that, again, if you ask me, if you want to give me something free, I'm not going to take it. I'd much rather pay for it. The only time that perhaps I'll agree to take something is in a situation where I want to give a good feeling or I want to express some type of gratitude towards the giver. Meaning sometimes a person gives me something, if I don't accept it, they're going to be offended, they're going to be upset. So I accept it in order to go ahead and deal kindly with the feelings of the giver. But if I had the choice, I'd much sooner pay for it. I don't want anything for free. Madua, why is this? Machmas shurotze livnos li atzmo chaim shel nesina. Why does a person do this? Meaning, you both say, deep down, subconsciously, why is it that some people have difficult times accepting a gift from another, accepting something from another, and would rather pay for it? Because at the end of the day, what a person really wants to be more than anything in life is a nosing, is a giver. They don't want to be a receiver. He says, Machmas shu, I'm sorry, velo shal kabalo. It will say, could be that this person who wants to be a giver will go ahead and will give, will receive here and there. But his whole idea is at the end of the day, he wants, we'll say, here's what he's pointing out. There are some people that even when they receive, are giving. What does that mean? Let's say I'm the kind of individual, I don't like to receive anything for free. And so I'd rather pay for it. And we'll see why that is. There's a very important psychology to that in terms of why a person would not want to receive, but would only want to be on the giving side. But let's say a person's on that type of level. So again, sometimes even when a person accepts a gift from another, that's also called an act of giving. Why? Because the act of receiving a gift from another is what? The way I give the other the ability to go ahead and be a giver. Sometimes I enable someone else's ability to give by ultimately accepting what it is that they're giving me. He says, "Hu yachal gam mekabel panim, ach bepnimios kabal zuginus inesina." Fine. You know, Adam agia leimo. V'hirotze lo seis lamatana. So imagine again, my mother wants to give me a gift. V'hu yomer lo, and I say to my mother, "Lo toda, soni matanos yechia." I say to my mother, "No, thank you. No, thank you." Well, he's quoting the pasuk of Shlomo, "Soni matanos yechia," a very profound pasuk. Soni matanos yechia means he who hates gifts will live a long time. It will say, meaning that there's nothing more important in this world than being self-reliant, than standing on your own two feet. Right? The Gemara says, "Asei Shabbos chachol va'al titzarech lebrios." Better to go ahead and make your Shabbos into a weekday and not depend on other people. Now, that's obviously not literal, but the idea is that you have to go ahead and be self-sufficient. But I will say again, and that's it's for so many. You know, we live in a society of entitlements, right? Everybody is entitled to something. Everybody feels they're entitled to something, and it's a profound flaw. It's a profound flaw in our culture. But in Judaism, the whole chap is just a different. I'm not entitled to anything. I'm not really entitled to anything. In fact, my essence of my life here is not really about what I'm going to get and what I'm entitled to, but the essence of my life really is, what am I going to give? What am I going to give? But sometimes you also have to learn to accept, because by learning to accept, you give others the ability to give. So if my mother tells me, she wants to give me a gift, to say, "No, thank you, son of Matanos Yechia, I like to be self-sufficient, I like to be self-reliant, I don't rely on anyone." Bevadai shalo. You can't do that. There is nothing more important and obligatory than accepting and receiving in this type of situation. My mother wants to give me something, and she is happy. She is glad in doing this act of giving. So we'll say the act of enabling my mother to give is in and of itself an act of giving on my part. I am giving to her. Even though it looks like an act of receiving, but deep down, internally, this in fact is an act ultimately of giving. Let's go weiter. So we'll say what comes out from this section is, and it's very important to show, life is all about becoming a giver. All about becoming a giver. And a person has to ask, why is this so difficult for us? Because from the time that we're children, we're conditioned to be takers. Again, not in a malicious, mean way, but just that's the nature of childhood, that you can't really go out and be too much of a giver when you're a child. So therefore, we're conditioned to be a taker. And as we grow up, we have to recondition ourselves to become givers. However, there are times where you have to accept, because by accepting, by receiving, you are enabling another to become a giver, and that is important as well. Let's just go a little bit weiter. Ha'adam ba'al karcho gam mekabel. A person, even against his will, is considered to be a receiver. Ha'ola min advarim. What comes out from everything we've learned. Shim adam rotzim milvad l'salik minu asara b'poel. If a person wants to remove negativity, you must remember, we're really after one thing over here, which is refinement of the self. So we're trying to work towards a model where the individual has purged himself of any internal ra, any internal evil. So in action, machshava, thought, maisa, im chafetu livnos la'atzma olam shel tahar. If a person wants to build for himself a pure world, olam shel tov, a world of good, to the page will say, reishis kol alav laha'amik b'nafsho, u'lahakir ma'bone oso, u'mahores oso. So I'll say, if you want to live a good life, and you want to live a constructive life and a meaningful life, the first question I have to ask myself is, what are the things that build me up and what are the things that deconstruct? Right? At the end of the day, what builds up, what deconstructs? Hanesina hishora shabinyon, v'akabala hishora shachorban. And it comes out very simply. The act of giving is the cornerstone for building, and the act of receiving ultimately is the cornerstone for deconstructing, for destruction of the individual. v'nefesh ha'adam. Alav levarer liyatzmo, ha'im hu muchan liyayit es chayav l'chaye nesina. Oshu nichna l'chomer umiyayit es chayav k'chaye kabbalah. So we'll say, l'maisa, what comes out is the following. See, he says, now that we understand that all of life's actions fall into one of two categories, right? Every act is either an act of giving, or every act is either an act of taking. Once I know this to be true, at the end of the day, and I realize that the act of giving is what builds me up, the act of taking is what deconstructs me, so a person has to ask themselves a simple question. Am I ready to become a giver? If I'm ready to become a giver, if I'm ready to go ahead and analyze each of my actions, figure out which are the ones that are the Kabbalah and purge myself of them, which are the ones that are the Nesina and amplify them, if I'm ready to answer that question, the affirmative that I'm ready to become a giver, then at the end of the day, I'm ready to begin to build a successful life. And so we'll stop over here. We're obviously, again, still in the middle of this. So I'll pick up Kuf Samech Beis, the paragraph that begins Barur, tomorrow.